بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى، Our Lord states in the Holy Quran in chapter 57, سورة الحديد, the iron. لقد أرسلنا رسولنا, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, لقد أرسلنا رسولنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط. Verily, we sent prophets and messengers with clear signs, with scriptures, so people would uphold justice, so people can uphold justice. And justice, my friends, is the most important fundamental of the Islamic faith. And I would say of every faith, not just the Islamic faith. Without justice in this life, life is going to collapse. بِالْعَدْلِ قَامَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. The hadith says, it is through justice and upon justice the heaven and earth can stand and can run. Today is the last Friday of the month of Ramadan, my friends. And today is a day of solidarity with all the oppressed people around the world. It's a universal day of defending all the oppressed. Oppressed nations, oppressed people, oppressed communities, like the Palestinians in Palestine, who have been wronged, who have been neglected. And there are other communities too, my friends. We must remember them, not just the Palestinians. There are others who are living under occupation and persecution and oppression and injustice. Many of them are refugees. And those people are the Rohingya in Myanmar, the innocent people, innocent men and women who are forgotten. Also the Uyghur in China who have been put in concentration camps and they were forced to relinquish their religion and their Islam, people of Bahrain who are living under oppression, the Hazara in Afghanistan, this community, sincere community, who have been persecuted and tortured by the Taliban. Only a few days ago, a hospital with women delivering kids, with babies, was attacked by Taliban. And many women and kids, innocent people from the Hazara community, were murdered in cold blood. And nobody says anything about them. They are forgotten. The oppressed Afghanis are forgotten. We have to stand with those people. Those are honorable people. Those are true Muslims. So we stand with the Hazara community. We stand with the people of Kashmir who have been wronged. We stand with the people of Yemen, who for the last 5 years have been under constant war and bombardment by oppressed regimes. We stand with the Syrian people. Many of them are now, right now, living in deplorable conditions in refugee camps. Many women, many children, many families lost their homes, lost their businesses. They are in very terrible conditions. Our hearts with them, our prayers with them, those are human beings. And we stand with all human beings. We stand with the Black American, African American. We stand with women in America and outside America, with every oppressed group. We stand with them in solidarity. We defend them. We listen to their plight. We support them. We help them to succeed. We pray for them. We stand with them. We should not forget them. This is one of the fundamentals of our religion. كُنَا لِلظَّالِمِ خَصْمًا وَلِلْمَظْلُومِ عَوْنًا. Imam Ali alayhi salam, during the month of Ramadan, on his deathbed, said, be an antagonistic with the oppressed. Don't have peace with him. Fight the oppressors, the wrongdoers, the dictators, those who torture nations, those who take freedom and dignity from nations. وَلِلْمَظْلُومِ عَوْنًا. And be an aid and supporter to any oppressed, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, whether Arab or non-Arab, whether living in America or outside America, it doesn't matter. Those are human beings. And we must defend the humanity. We must defend every person who's under oppression. We don't ask about his faith or his religion. My friends, Eid inshallah is going to be on Sunday. We're going to go live at about 8:45 with Dua in Nutba, then at 9 with Takbirat, followed by the two rak'ah of Salatul Eid, and with two short sermons, inshallah, on Sunday, May 24th. Zakatul Fitr is $15 per person. Zakatul Fitr, $15 per person. And you can send it through the check to the Islamic Center, your Islamic Center, or you can go to the website and you can send the money through the website. May Allah protect you, inshallah. Let's prepare to celebrate the day of Eid, Eid al-Fitr, on Sunday, inshallah, together. This time, we cannot be at the mosque, but inshallah, for the next Eid, which could be Eid al-Adha, Eid Qurban, we might be able, inshallah, to see you at the mosque. May Allah bless you, protect you. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Tabi' Allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat. Allahumma wahhid kalimatana 'ala al khayri wal birri was salahi wat taqwa wa taqabbal a'malana fi hadha al shahr waj'alna min 'utaqa'ika min an nar wa 'ajjil fi faraj sayyidina wa imamina wa habibina sahib al 'asr wal zaman. وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.